the cost of living has continued to increase. There's a lot of extra costs to us now that we wouldn't have had maybe a year, maybe even a year or two ago. So whereas the stipend has always been quite low, it's now become a real struggle where we're struggling to afford just basic rent and our bills. And just in general, the rental crisis has added to it now as well, where rent has gone through the roof. So it's just really difficult at the moment. So we just need some extra help to be able to get through the rest of our PhDs, really.
We don't even make, we just about make half of the living wage. And even then, like, I pay my rent and then I have €100 left for the rest of the month. So I have to do a job on top of having a 39 to 40 hour week. So it's just not, it's not feasible, it's not livable, and we're all really struggling at the moment.
There's a crowd gathered here today because of bad working conditions for PhD researchers. There's no sick leave. There's no, if a PhD researcher gets sick, as I understand, there's lacking conditions to take care of that PhD student. And that makes us very vulnerable. And I think it makes also University of Galway a less competitive place to come to do research.
Right now, the way things are for PhD researchers, it means that the vast, vast majority of us are paid well under the minimum wage, which was bad maybe 5-10 years ago, but is basically unworkable now. Especially with the housing crisis, cost of living crisis, means more and more people can't do research here in Ireland. Those of us who are doing PhD research in Ireland are, you know, we're getting squeezed increasingly tightly to the point where many of us have had to either move home, have had to leave Ireland, or have had to drop our research altogether. If Ireland wants to position itself as sort of a leading global force in innovative research and so on, then support has to go into that, and that's really what we're looking for here today.
We get paid less than minimum wage, and I think that's really unfair because we're actually producing for the university and working for the university, and even though we work even more than 50 hours a week sometimes, we don't get a fair pay. We also don't get any health insurance. I'm an international student. I have to pay my visa every year, which is €300, and the university refuses to pay for it, even with my supervisor's grant. I also have to pay for my health insurance, which is around €700 per year. And when you're receiving less than minimum wage, that really impacts your life, and it's just awful. Like, when I signed up for coming here, I didn't know I was going to live in poverty, basically.
So what would you kind of like to see happen, I suppose, for yourself and maybe for anyone else coming here in the next few years, or what advice would you have?
Do not come here unless the conditions change, unless PhDs are actually considered workers, as they are in many other European countries and many other countries in the world. And do not come here unless they actually raise the stipend. And we get a salary that is equal to the living minimum living wage.